And the person who presides over the court is called the
judge. Way back yonder, the colored folks called him judge.
Mm-hmm.
A shovel was a shovel.
Okay. And the person who goes to school is called a
scholar or pupil or schoolboy or schoolgirl.
What about if you're college age? Would you still call them a pupil? College pupil or
students.
Okay. And person who works in an office and does the typing and so forth would be called a
clerk, typist,
or
stenographer.
Or
although with the coming of tapes, stenographers who took notes in shorthand are becoming obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Well, another name for a person like that would be someone who does the typing and takes care of the mail and schedules the appointments and so forth would be called a
clerk.
Or sec.
What?
Sec.
Clerk.
What about secretary?
Secretary? Yes. A great many female employees are called secretaries, but they aren't really that. The employer just wants to sound important, so he calls them secretaries.
Who has a secretary?
What about?
You think of a secretary as being a more elevated position or more responsible?
Yes. A secretary might make notes of certain appointments that her employer has to meet, or make notes of what transpired at certain important meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the routine typing and filling out of forms and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be an
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, then you say your nationality is
in the United States?
Your nationality is
American.
Okay. And what different words were there for the races? What did they used to call black people?
Niggers.
Mm-hmm.
They hated it. In later years they did. Or darkies or coons.
Was coon a derogatory term or jocular?
Oh, about like darkies.
Uh-huh.
Not, that wasn't used as much as the other terms.
Mm-hmm. Are any of those terms used now?
You very seldom hear the word coon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the word blacks. They're not all black. Some of them are chocolate colored, some of them are yellow.
What do you mean yellow?
Very light colored.
Mm-hmm.
The result of some indiscretions among persons of different races, so to speak.
What about white people? What are they called?
White people.
Any other terms for whites?
No. Since this term of blacks and whites has come up, you find them referred to as whites in newspapers and magazines and on TV and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We just refer to them as white people.
Mm-hmm. What about a child that's born with one parent's colored and the other parent's white? What would you call a child like that from a racially mixed marriage?
No particular term for that, except that since the person would be pretty light colored, might be referred to as a high yellow. They are generally more intelligent than the brown Negroes or the black Negroes because they have some white blood in them.
What would you call a really dark-skinned Negro?
Just a Negro. Or if you're describing, you say he's very dark or very black.